This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Numb Her Some with a Bullet. This is your IGN review of Children of the Sun by Luke Riley. Children of the Sun bills itself as a tactical third-person puzzle shooter, but not all of those descriptors are equally relevant. Discard any attachment you have to the idea of it being a tactical third-person shooter in any traditional or meaningful way, and focus purely on the puzzle part. Children of the Sun, rather, is a supernatural sniper game where you control the path and speed of just one bullet per level. One part Hitman Sniper Assassin, one part Seinfeld Magic Loogie. Essentially, you need to pause, pivot, and plot your single shot to kill every enemy on each level, all without losing said bullet beyond the boundaries of the map or striking a part of the environment. It's clever and compulsive, and I've found stitching together successful runs very satisfying. However, it definitely doesn't elicit much sympathy for its mask-wearing main character, and I'm not sure it's quite as replayable as it thinks it is. The premise of Children of the Sun is simple, and it's relayed in an equally simple fashion, with no voiceover, just quick sequences of sharp hand-drawn artwork. That delivery is impressively effective, though. Whatever language you speak, I'd expect you'll be able to easily follow the story. There are occasional subtitles, but they don't seem to contribute anything especially crucial. Our unnamed character, the girl, is hell-bent on killing her way through the cult in order to snuff out its sadistic chief, the leader, who murdered her parents. Also, she has paranormal powers that allow her to move things with her mind. That's all you need to know, and that's really all you'll ever know. She's upset, but her telekinetic killing spree is soothing her pain, or making her horny, I think it's one or the other. It's not that deep, but admittedly, it doesn't need to be. It's a revenge story, and I love revenge stories. You don't exactly need a diving bell to get to the bottom of Death Wish, for instance. That said, it would have been nice for Children of the Sun to have generated a little more empathy for the girl. She doesn't exactly have any personality to speak of. She's kind of just a disaffected clump of adolescent angst in a weird mask. Arguably, the solution here is to just fill in the blanks yourself, but when I do that, the most I get is someone who spent her formative years getting picked last for team sports and listening to a lot of 30 Seconds to Mars. It's possible I've just outgrown Children of the Sun's overt edginess. Outside of the teenage Tumblr tone of the main character, Children of the Sun has gone for a deliberately grainy and stylized PS2-era aesthetic. It does the job nicely, but sometimes it's just a little too dark for its own good. I have, for instance, occasionally been forced to restart levels after striking objects I couldn't actually see until I hit them. Enemies do glow, though. This is smart because it makes Children of the Sun less about seeking out your prey in the first place, and more about the process of putting together the perfect sequence of kill shots. This is the fun part. I would expect that needing to desperately scan for unfairly camouflaged cultists while also trying to nail a run would have easily ruined what Children of the Sun does right. There's a scoring system at work within Children of the Sun, and even leaderboards attached to each level to compare your best attempts with both your friends and the rest of the world. I expect this is nice if you're a ruthlessly competitive type, but killing everyone in a level in a slightly different order to see if there's a marginally faster way to do it isn't really enough to have me leaping back and to replay all the levels. The layouts of some of the later maps proved complex enough to tempt me back for another few tries, but with enemies always more or less in the same spots, it's a bit like solving the same crossword puzzle over and over. It's just not significantly satisfying after the first time around. strip essentially everything out of the Sniper Elite series except the bullets, then make the bullets magic and capable of steering, stopping, and speeding up, and you're maybe four-fifths of the way to understanding what Children of the Sun is. Either way, puzzle shooter is probably too broad a term to adequately describe it, which makes it a rare commodity. That is, it's weird and it's different, and it's not really like anything I've played before. However, while this slickly packaged and shrewd supernatural sniping game is packed with satisfying spatial problems to solve and shoot, once you've had success on a map, there's not a great deal to glean from trying it again. Children of the Sun's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Children of the Sun, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.